Yeah, Port Adelaide under their current board, led by Koshy, an executive team led by KT, Boakey as skipper and Ken Hinckley as coach, are on the verge of sustained success. And that's what all clubs are after, Bix. So no surprise today, the club announced a contract extension for their senior coach, Ken Hinckley. He joins us now. Ken, congratulations.
Thanks, Rowie, and thanks, Bix.
How did it all come about? Who instigated this?
Oh, look, it was pretty straightforward, to be honest. We had some key people that we wanted to make sure were locked away for a period of time before myself, obviously. And, you know, we've managed to get them all under control. Keith and the board have done a great job of supporting the football program, which obviously makes my job so much easier. And for me, it was once they asked the question, was there some interest, it was an absolute no-brainer.
So it didn't sound like it was a long process?
No, it wasn't. Oh, look, we've had some discussions over a period of time, but, you know, it really wasn't a long process. The simple answer was yes. It was just sorting it all out from there.
Look, it appears you've settled really well into South Australia. I read just recently you've bought a house and the family's well. So, look, it makes a lot of sense for you to really lock in. And I guess now you can, as if you weren't already, concentrate without having any distractions, I guess, in the next 18 months.
No, you're right, Bix. We finally, you know, we've made a decision as a family to buy a home. And that's, you know, that's really significant for us because we've actually had 4 or 5 years where we've sort of gone to the Gold Coast and we were renting up there and renting down here, and, you know, we feel like Adelaide's home and we want to make it that way.
How old are the kids now, Ken?
Oh, my kids are all grown up, Rowie. They're pretty much the youngest, Geordie, he's the son, he's in year 12 this year, and the two girls are 23 and 26.
Are they all under your roof or are they spread out or they're all home?
No, two still at home and one's moved down to Adelaide with her partner and they live together, so things are going okay for the kids.
Mate, you're a crow eater for life now. Sorry, I should say a swampy for life, Ken.
Yes, no, I'm a South Australian for a long time, I hope.
Adopted.
And you got your Port Adelaide season launch tonight, obviously.
Yeah, I have, and that's why, unfortunately, I couldn't make it into the studio tonight. I've been to Melbourne, as you were talking about, the AFL launch, and got back today and other stuff going on, and I've got to take off again in about half an hour to go into the city.
Oh, well done. Hey, do you write your own speech for that, or do you like to ad-lib?
Oh, no, typically, yeah, just have a few key points that we talk about. I think tonight's more more of an interview-style communications for me, and you know, Keith will do most of the main stuff.
I bet you were, guess, impressed and proud with Kane Corns' speech last night. He was outstanding, wasn't he?
Yeah, really good. Big, that's Kane, though. Everything he does the absolutely best possible way he can, and you know, he would have put a lot of time and effort into it, and it'd come out that way, that you know, it's really sincere, and that's typical of Kane. He really does love his football.
How did you find it last night? I guess when you get to the season launch, one of the things the AFL do really well is they have all this behind-the-scene footage, Rowie, of in the change rooms, before the grand final, superb. After the grand final, and both sides, you know, the winning team, the losing. It's a little bit hard not to get wrapped up in that, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah, I must admit, it makes you a little jealous when you sit there and watch some of it. Mm. And then, especially at the end, they rolled out the 2015 Premiership Cup, and you know, we're all competitors, we all want to play, and we all want to play to win, and when you see that sort of stuff, you get a real, you know, real tingle and a real buzz that you want to get back a part of that if you can possibly have that opportunity. And for, you know, Hawthorn and Sydney last year, they had the opportunity.
I sat next to David Koch last night, actually trodden his toes, and he said before he left, because he had to sneak out, Ken, he's got commitments with Sunrise, he said, hey, big announcement tomorrow. We didn't have time, did we?
No.
Have a crack, but it is a significant announcement, and well done again, Ken. But I think there's another big announcement tomorrow with a major sponsor.
Yeah, look, there's some more good news coming, and hopefully that'll all come out tomorrow. I won't talk too much about that because that's the marketing side of things and the corporate side of the club have done some great work. I mean, the footy club have done some fantastic work from the board right down, and everyone involved. It's easy to, you know, to give credit to some individuals, but it's more important that our whole club gets some credit for getting ourselves back on track. But we also understand there's still an enormous amount of work to do, and we certainly won't sit back and rest.
Hey, I'm getting potted for calling you the last man standing, Ken. You know it wasn't me, don't you?
Mate, Rowie, whoever it was pretty accurate at one point. I mean, I understood the situation as it was then, and, you know, as I said at the time, hopefully I was the right man standing.
Well, you are.
And so far, so good. Look, there's still a long way to go. As I said, it's easy to get caught up in, you know, a little bit of things that have turned around in a good fashion for us, but I'm all about making sure we get to where we've got to go, and that's not here.
Well, the club's blessed to have you and his support team and KT and Koshy and all them. Hey, we were there yesterday. Boakey missed the captain's call. He's going to be okay for round one?
Yeah, absolutely. No problems at all with Travis. We did some competitive training on Tuesday, and he copped a whack on the hip. It's purely just a knock that you don't want to get at this stage, but with 12 days to go, there's no fear at all of him not playing, but we didn't want to take any risk that, you know, travelling on a plane, as we'd all know, with a bit of a bleed, you don't want to do that.
As a coach, around the season launch, there seems to be so many functions, as you mentioned. You're flying here, there and everywhere. I guess you'd be pretty keen to get and see your supporters and members and sponsors tonight, get the season launch out the road. Then you can pretty much focus in solely on that game against Freo, which is a really big one for round one.
Yeah, you're right, Biggs. I can't wait, to be honest. I'm ready to get on with footy, and I understand that there's a lot of stuff and commitments you have to make at this time of the year for the start of the season. But as you know, as a football coach, what you want to do is get into footy games, and that's what we're waiting for as players. We're nearly there now. It's still a weekend away. You know, once you get into that last week, you know it's right there in your face. So we look forward to the challenge. We know it's an enormous challenge going over to play Fremantle. Great team, well coached. We're just going to take all our absolute best to go over there and try and get a win.
You're 10 days away from round one. I heard you in the media. Are you still confident that Jackson Trengove, Chad Wingard and Hammer Hartlett will play?
Yep. Yeah, no, I think they'll all be okay, Rowie. And, you know, I'm not into stories. Jacko trained really well today. Hamish trained really well today. Chad's got his last box to tick tomorrow. He'll have a match stimulation type training session tomorrow. He'll get through that, we think, without any problems, and he should be available. So as we sit right now, Hamish and Jackson should play without any doubt, and there's still a small smidgen of a doubt on Chad, but I don't think that'll be the case.
I know as players, Ken, and it wasn't that long ago we were, Bix, you were a little earlier than us, we all want to be super fit by finals time, and you want to be able to make it, but round one's the other big one, and to be fit round one and get in that team and stamp your mark early as a player was always a special time. Unfortunately, you know, Paddy Ryder and Gussie Mumfries, they still don't know which part of that they're going to be able to plan for. How are they holding up?
Look, to be fair, they're really well. They're doing well. They understand the significant day coming up next week on Tuesday. And look, I think from whatever happens, you know, let's hope for the players' point of view that they get cleared of any issues. But if whatever happens, they'll at least have some finish to the whole thing, hopefully, and they'll be able to go, well, okay, this is what's going on, this is what's happened. We can now get on with it. Hopefully they get on with playing football on Sunday week and they get to play footy. But I'm sure for both lads and for everyone involved, not just for those two boys, but everyone involved, it will be great when it's finished.
Yeah. I know you'd be putting their thoughts top of mind as a coach, Ken, but you couldn't help but think as a coach, bloody hell, I just wanted them in my team and I can't bloody plan for them. And do you have any of those thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm like everyone. I understand the talent of the two boys, and you want to pick them in your best team if you can possibly do that. You know, we sat down this afternoon just to have a little look at the squad, and, you know, it's still a little difficult. You go, well, there's two that might be in the team, and there's two that might not be in the team. We've just got to sit back and wait, so we really can't get on with too much planning. And look, as I said, though, Tuesday, 11 o'clock, we'll get some information and we'll make some decisions.
I guess the other difficult one, and look, your list looks pretty healthy at the moment, is, you know, the 40 doesn't go into 22, unfortunately, Ken. And human nature says that all the players, they set themselves to play in round one. So you've got a few players just to manage a little bit, the ones that just miss out in that first game.
Yeah, it's a difficult week. I mean, most weeks are difficult with selection because everyone wants to play. But as you said just a moment ago, Rowie, was that round one, everyone just wants to play. It's been a long time getting to this point. You just want to play. And then I've got to walk down and tell, you know, when you have 45 minutes, I've got to tell 23 blokes that they're not going to be a part of round one and they've worked their butts off. So that's not a great time for them, but it's an exciting game. It's a big round and, you know, it's like probably like finals and you go, round one's on. So the boys all want to play, unfortunately. That's just the way footy is.
Ken, it's your third pre-season at Port. It's now done. By the numbers and, I guess, injuries, who's in the injury list, and just your gut feel, where does this one rate?
Pre-season-wise?
Yeah, well, you know, where you are right now compared to the previous years, you know, getting them into the game style and how you want to play and fitness and all those sort of things.
Oh, and I think we're pretty right. We've had plenty of time. We can't use time as an excuse. You know, the pre-season program is, we know it a long way out. Lots of extra time this year after Christmas, so we've had time to get them ready. We haven't had, you know, everyone would say they haven't had the ideal preparation. Ideal would be no hiccups at all. We've had hiccups. Yeah. But we're pretty comfortable that we're in a good space. We've ended, look, all my seasons, the third one coming up, we've ended them all in pretty healthy shape. We go to the table next week to pick a side and we've got 43 or 44 players available. I can't have too much to complain about.
Do you think your fitness advantage is still there or do you think clubs have closed the gap?
Oh, no, it's still there. There's no, we're in the third year of our program when, you know, we certainly know that we're, I say this regularly, instead of in your show plenty of times, I don't say it because we think we train harder. We've got a great running group, and our running group, that's one of our weapons. And you know, and Hawthorn's got a weapon with their skill, and we've got to use that to our advantage. We know it's still an advantage for us, but it doesn't work if you don't have the ticket for it. If you don't want to work with it, it's not going to be any good. We think we've got a running advantage. I know the boys believe in that, that we do work really hard with our run, and that they can make an advantage out of that. But the proof comes next week, and we have to show it again.
Just looking at Freo, it would have been a little bit difficult to scout them. They've had a lot of players had interrupted pre-seasons. Now, look, knowing Rossi Lyon, they'll probably all come up and play, so it must have been hard to get a read on what their first 20 is going to look like.
Yeah, I think they'd be the same for us, though, Vic. They'd be looking at some of ours and thinking the same, and we're doing the same. And I said, the NAB Cup's not... doesn't give you the perfect guide because you don't get to play everyone when you want to play them, and some little hiccups. But I spoke to Ross yesterday actually in Melbourne, and as you said, there's little hiccups for them, and the same with us. But you know what, both teams will go to round one starting gates, and we'll be ready to go.
Who's your man for Fife? I stood with him yesterday. Ken.
he's an enormous talent. I mean, Gary's been the best player in the competition for a long period of time, and I think Nat Fife's charging really hard, and he's an exciting player. Look, if we weren't playing him next week, I'd love to watch him. But because we're playing him, I don't want to watch him play too well. But he's an incredible player. I love the way he goes about it. He's strong in the air, strong on the ground. Yeah. He's hard work for anyone, but we'll have someone ready.
Can I just give you a little left field one? I've been thinking about this because I spoke with Fife yesterday.
Here we go.
You
tell Ken how to...
It's a left field one. Okay. Just work with me. Mm. And Ken can hit it fair square on the head. What about the Hoff?
I wouldn't hit it fair square on the head because he could go with him in the air, which is one of the significant advantages you need. You have to go with him. Look, we've got some good midfielders, and we've got some really strong tall backs that can help out. I mean, we'll have Prengo back, Carlisle, Homsch, and then we've got Jonas, O'Shea, Peter Hard, Broad. We've got plenty of backs. Hoff's too big a weapon for us to hopefully tie him up in that space. And I'm not that sort of coach that wants to tie up a player like Hoff. I want to use him to our advantage if I can possibly do that, and that's what we'll be trying to do. But if Nat Fife gets going, I'm willing to try anyone on him.
Hey, Andrew Moore spent some time on him and was reasonable. Is he going to be available for round one?
Yeah, Moore is one that we're still waiting on. He's got he's got a slightest of slight hamstrings, but it's not... He trains and he's okay, and then he pulls up a little bit sore. There is a question mark on Moore. We won't take a risk. If he's not right, we won't play him. But as I spoke to him today, he said he's got no pain or anything today. He's reasonably confident, but look, it's a long season, so he's not going to be a risk that we take, and I don't want to put him through it. Start of last year for Moore, he had a shoulder issue, and he carried it for the first 8 or 9 weeks, and it's just unfair, and I don't want to do that to him again.
You got any intel whether Ryan Crowley will play or not?
No, I don't. No, nothing at all other than I read the papers and see what's being said, and I suspect that he won't be playing, but that doesn't mean he's 100% sure that he won't.
Mm. Well, Boakey and Robbie Gray can't wipe their smiles off their faces, that's for sure. We spoke to them the other week. And are you a tagger or a caller? I know Kane Corns has done jobs like that. You've got a number of blokes that do.
Yeah, no, I'm a coach that will sit there and try to limit a good player on the opposition, no doubt about that. And Kane's got a great record of being able to do that. But having said that, we're not every week side that'll do that, but it's just a matter of what's going on. And the best way for me is if you could just sit and wait for a little bit and hold and make that decision on what's happening. And, if that's the case, in some cases, you can get hold of a person right at the start, you can stop them.
You managed Dom Cassisi with class last year with his retirement. I guess the same thing for Kane Corns. He'll play the whole season out, or you just week by week?
Yeah, hopefully that's the plan. Kane's come into the season planning to play the whole season, and we have really open and honest conversations. If Kane's form's good enough, there's absolutely no reason why Kane won't go on and play every game if that's possible, but of his form at any stage. And I said the same to Dom. I'm really respectful of our champs, of our footy club, and I don't see the need for them to have to drop back and play for Port in the SA NFL if their form's not where it needs to be. I think there comes a time where you respect your champions and you say, okay, Kane, and you be honest with him, say, Kane or Dom, whoever it might be, I think the time's nearly here, and I think what we've done at Port is they know I'm honest, and if I think that, I want to protect their status in the game and their status in our football club and make sure they have a great send-off. Hopefully, that's not this year for Kane.
John Butcher, obviously right in the mix.
Oh, absolutely. He can't be any more in the mix, John. He had a really strong game last week for us, and kick 5 goals. I mean, he's another one of those players who will sit there and think, what's going to happen with Paddy Ryder? Does that make it a bit harder? Can we have too many talls on our side? All those things have got to be balanced up. But right now, John John's pre-season, as I said earlier on, has been really strong and he's worked really hard. Hopefully gets a good run at it.
In or out, Ken? Come on, you're being honest.
With John?
Yeah, big butch.
Look, right now, and I'd say the same to John, it's going to be a bit of team balance with John. And, you know, if Paddy Wright is available, it's going to make it a really interesting selection time. But John deserves to be picked.
Yeah. I've got to say thanks to you, Ken, and the boys that jumped in that Heidi Lamar and drove to Sydney from Albury. I haven't spoken to you since then because Timmy G and myself got to go on the plane and we took your seats and we flew home and we sent Di some beautiful fresh stem flowers. I know she was happy with that. But, Ken, how did the road trip go?
Yeah, it was a good bit of fun, I've got to say. Nicky and Josh Carr, it was a nice little trip and we got in about 1 a.m. in the morning. But, we had some tunes going and the boys were playing a little bit of a game and, it was just... You know what it's like when you get together with folks and footballers, you enjoy each other's company, you have lots to laugh about and lots to talk about. And it's quite a quick trip, even though it sounds like a long drive, it was a bit of fun.
Yeah, Curry and Nixie and you did it. Curry said to you, apparently, just correct me if this is true, it's only a two-hour drive, but it was about a 6 or 8 hour drive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I might have sold them up the garden path.
Oh, you sold them up the garden path.
I thought it was like a 4 or 4.5 hour drive, and every person we asked when we got to Albury, it kept going from 5 to 5.5, 6, 6.5, and at one point it got over 7, so we're a bit scared.
I can just imagine Nixie saying, are we there yet? He was like the little kid.
Oh, the little kid in the back.
Hey, yeah, we made him drive.
Oh, you drove. Good on you. Thanks for joining us, Ken. We really appreciate it. We know you've got to get going to the season launch. So good luck for the year. We'll look forward to talking to you throughout the year and we hope it turns out how you want.
Good on you, boys. Thanks.
Fantastic, Ken. The right man standing without a doubt. That is just a huge announcement today. That before the season. So season launch tonight. Tomorrow a major sponsor announcement. So Montefiore Hill at 1. I'm going to go to that and that's huge. They've just signed RAA.
I wonder if they'll have... Colonel Light in the Port Guernsey up there, perhaps.
Well, it could be something like that. But that club is flying.
Oh.
Absolutely. 57,410 members. Mm-hmm. Ken Hinckley, a two-year extension. How good's that? How honest is it? Is Butch playing?
Yeah, well, that's a silly question, really.
What, mine?
Yeah, 10 days out.
Why is that a silly question?
Well, it's a silly question. Well, 10 days out, they haven't even picked the side.
You asked him first.
Well, I said he's. I was around the mix, was my question.
You were if buts and
no, I was giving him a chance
to
just to talk a little bit about it, but they don't pick the side for another week.
He said he sat down today with the team and had a look at it.
They had a look at it.
Oh, please. He would know his best 22.
So you expected Ken to say...
He would know his best 22.
Butcher, yep, in, he's a lock.
Yeah, well, that's how honest Ken is. That's how honest Ken is.
But... He can be honest as he like, but they haven't picked the team, so he can't tell you what he doesn't know.
He sat down today. He told us he sat down today to do it.
They don't have their
side. So you never sat down before round one, 8, 9, 10, 2 weeks out with Sando, and pick your team.
They might have a lock of about 14 blokes in there, but there's still a whole heap.
Well, that's why you and Sando aren't there. You didn't do enough homework.
It could well be. Ken Hinckley, our guest.